Dear people, it is being prophesied that 2008 will be the year of the open door, which means an open heaven, Revelation 3:8 and 4:1. I believe this is true. However, it will only be true in our individual experience if we open our door to Him. The Lord's door has been open to us since the veil was torn in two at Christ's death, Matthew 27:51, John 1:51. However, our door is not always open to Him, as evidenced by the Lord standing at the door of the Laodicea church and knocking, Revelation 3:20. Individually, our mind is the door which Jesus stands at and knocks to enter. Jack Taylor said it well. The operations of personal faith, though initiated by the Spirit of God in the human spirit, must be released with the permission of the mind. Therefore, the mind must be transformed from the earthly, natural, and reasonable thinking that holds faith back to heavenly thinking that releases us to kingdom living. The heart is the center, but your mind is what allows or disallows what the Spirit releases into your heart to be experienced. When I was in Argentina this past July, I had a tremendous experience with the Lord. I saw the Lord come to me and place a crown on my head. At first, I protested to the Lord that He should not do this. He immediately admonished me and told me this was very necessary. Since that time, I have pursued the Lord for the interpretation of this experience. The first thing He showed me is critical if we are to experience the open heaven. The crown the Lord placed on my head was His crown, not my crown. The Lord was placing His rule upon my mind. Since the mind is the door to the spiritual realm, it is no wonder that the greatest spiritual battles we experience as believers are fought between our ears. If the enemy can defeat us in our minds, then we are totally defeated as believers and will live a life ruled by our natural thinking and desires. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Romans 7:23-25. Paul urged the Roman believers to accept the mercy of God and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to crown their minds. As we present ourselves to His Lordship, our minds are transformed from the earthly, natural, and reasonable thinking that holds faith back to heavenly thinking that releases us to kingdom living. This renewing of the mind is only possible through a work of the Holy Spirit that typically comes upon desperate people. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. The Lord is once again knocking on our door and desires to enter into our lives in a fresh and new way. If we humble ourselves and become desperate people, and respond to this knocking, then then 2008 will indeed be a year that we experience an open heaven. 2 Corinthians 12:1. I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.